It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. A new daycare center in Sheboygan is unlike others. It's a nonprofit with a mission to offer 24-hour accessible care for families that struggle to get access. Call in with your questions and comments about childcare in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Angel Berry is executive director of A Million Dreams, located in Sheboygan. Angel, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate.
So this week, you opened this childcare center in Sheboygan. This has been years in the making. How does it feel?
It feels hectic, but really happy over here. It's nice to finally have children's voices in the halls.
What is hectic? What have been those final preparations for you that have really come under the wire?
We are onboarding new students. We are onboarding new staff, getting all of the paperwork taken care of, and just, you know, the start of new things.
Explain what sets your center apart from others.
So there's a couple of different things. We are planning to be open 24/7. We're not yet, but we're going to be growing our hours. We won't close for holidays. We won't close for vacation. We're planning to always be available.
What about a really stormy, wintry day? How do you navigate that?
Yes, I'm here in the office and watching the snow. And we do have several staff members that are within walking distance of our center so that we can get that open if need be.
Wow. So your childcare facility is near manufacturing facilities in Sheboygan that employ hundreds of people, thinking Kohler, Georgia-Pacific, NEMAC. Do most of your families work in manufacturing? What is the need for off-hours care?
It is a really dense manufacturing area here in Sheboygan County, and I know that it's a challenge to get onto those shifts and get into those break companies unless you do have access to childcare. So far, we're the first one that's available for a full third shift.
Wow. So you're really operating in what you would call a childcare desert for those hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And your new facility will care for children between infancy and 17 years old, including children with special needs. What gaps in childcare are you aiming to fill here?
Well, there's a gap in care for children with special needs between 14 and 17. It's not a common thing to open a childcare center for that demographic. And we wanted to make sure that every child had access to quality early education. So we have built the center with that in mind, keeping everything accessible and inclusive, regardless of a need or a challenging behavior.
In your experience, how do childcare barriers affect parents with a child who is disabled or has special needs?
My personal experience, I have a son who's on the autism spectrum, and we really struggled as a small family when my children were young, trying to find someone who could care for him through his struggles. And I don't want to see anybody else struggle that way.
We're talking about childcare accessibility in Wisconsin. Angel Berry is here leading a new childcare facility that will eventually ramp up to 24/7 in Sheboygan. And now let's bring in Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard of Madison. She's urging fellow lawmakers to boost childcare access in Wisconsin. State Senator Agard, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate, very much for having me today.
What comes up as you hear Angel's story about opening this facility in Sheboygan?
So as I listened to Angel talk, and I did a little bit of reading about her vision and her path forward for Wisconsin, people talk about this being a unique opportunity and a new opportunity. And I hear what should be for everyone in every community across the state of Wisconsin. Every child should have a safe place to be able to go during the day where they're going to be not only challenged academically, but known that they're loved and safe. And every family should know that their kids are in a safe place so that they can go to work and do what they need to do to provide for that stability for their family. And every community should have employers that know that there are partners in the community to be able to take care of kids so that they have employees that are able to come to work and focus on their jobs and know that their kids are safe. To me, this sounds exactly like the promise of what should be in our communities. And it is so exciting to know that Angel is out there showing that it can happen really paving a path forward for a vision that can be across the whole state of Wisconsin.
What are your insights or your thoughts on the nonprofit model for childcare centers? Because this one is, and it may be eligible for government aid through grants, other sources, exempt from some taxes. How do you think about this type of model for childcare facilities?
Well, I very much believe that childcare is a public good, a promise to our communities, and it does absolutely require sustainable public funding for economic stability of our communities and our families, as well as for the healthy development of our kids. We know that those first 30 months of a child's development is vitally important. And what Angel is providing to her community is an investment in future leaders of our state. Unfortunately, in Wisconsin, 54% of the people who live in our state live in a childcare desert. That's an area where there is too few or not enough high quality options for childcare within their community. And even nearby childcare providers might not have affordable childcare, or their childcare spots might be filled up. Oftentimes, I'm sure Angel has stories like this, newly pregnant families, the moms will tell their childcare providers that they're pregnant before they even tell their spouse or grandma and grandpa or the siblings that they're expecting a child, because they so desperately need that spot to know that their family is going to be okay economically. So absolutely, it's vitally important that we have childcare options put together. And if you know, one of the creative ways that we can do that is through a nonprofit model. That is the good of government and the good of community standing up for our future.
Angel, let's talk wages. Bureau of Labor Statistics data says childcare workers make an average of $13.22 an hour. That federal data here in Wisconsin, median hourly wage $11.57. That's data, the latest data, spring 21. How are wages affecting your ability to find workers?
Well, there's two sides to that coin. On the one side, individuals who get into early childhood education, I always say do it for the heart and not for the money. Our teachers are passionate about children and about education, and so they're driven towards this field. However, it's hard to get new people into the field because they can make more at McDonald's or Walmart. So without being able to offer competitive wages, it's not something that young people are generally thinking, this is a career that I want to spend my life in, because they just won't be able to make ends meet. So we do need to address that. I don't have an answer to that. I think it needs to come from the community. I think it needs to have governmental support behind it. We need to do something to increase the wages of the teachers who are educating our youngest community members.
State Senator Agard, Governor Evers has in his budget plan to grow the minimum wage, as you know, to $10.25 by 2026, goal of raising it to $15 an hour. How would that affect childcare providers, if at all?
So as Angel said, people who are in childcare are doing it because that is the calling of their heart. They're not doing it because they're making tons of money or plan to make tons of money. But unfortunately, the sad reality is that most people that do work providing care for our kids, our future, they have second jobs, or they have partners or people in the community who are supporting them in other ways. This is not seen historically as a career path, and it hasn't been compensated that way. It's been seen as a place where maybe young women start their career path, or someone who is a mom is able to bring in some extra money to their family. But it's absolutely a career. It needs to be treated like one. And it is heartbreaking for childcare providers. I've had them in my office. I've met with them in the community. Heartbreaking when they have to make the decision that in order to care for their family, they're going to take a job at a Walmart or a Quick Trip, as opposed to being able to take care of the kiddos, what it is that is calling for them. We know that the benefit of a public investment in childcare, increasing an honorable living wage for the people who are providing those services, is absolutely critical in order to be able to invest in our children's development, as well as the stability and importance of childcare facilities across the state of Wisconsin.
State Senator Melissa Eggert there of Madison, seeking to advance childcare priorities in the legislature and among fellow Democrats as minority leader. Angel Berry is here, has opened a nonprofit childcare center in Sheboygan, eventually offering round-the-clock care. Call in with questions and perspectives on access to childcare, what you have experienced. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democratic state lawmakers have warned of a child care funding cliff. We look at access to care with the opening of a new nonprofit facility in Sheboygan. Call in with your questions, your experiences, and ideas about how to increase access to quality, affordable child care. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Democratic State Senator Melissa Eggert and Angel Berry, who co-founded A Million Dreams in Sheboygan with a mission not to turn families away. State Senator Eggert, let's turn to the Child Care Counts program, this pandemic era program. You are very much pushing to keep it going as funding is set to expire next year. What do you see here?
Well, we know that the federal funding to the Child Care Counts program is expected to expire in 2024. And Governor Evers has proposed more than $340 million to provide permanent investments in Child Care Counts program for Wisconsin, because he knows what's good for our kids in Wisconsin is good for the state of Wisconsin. We know that there are over a million women who are out of the workforce right now because of the cost of childcare and other factors that bubbled to the top due to the COVID pandemic. Employers are desperate to have these people back into these job positions. And unfortunately, families are making the decision because of finances, the cost of childcare, as well as the lack of accessibility to childcare, to have mom stay home. Oftentimes, moms want to be able to go back to work. If we do not reinvest these dollars, a mere $340 million in an over $700 billion surplus in the state of Wisconsin, we are on an impending childcare cliff. There are providers that are going to have to close their doors. There are providers that are going to have to increase costs for families in order to be able to keep their doors open. There are staff members who are having to make the decision to go other places. So this is a vital, vital provision in the budget in order for Wisconsin to be able to move forward.
Some people might be wondering, though, why can't daycare providers fully fund their operations? Why can't they make their budgets work? Why do they need sustained supplemental funding from the state through a budget line?
Right. Well, certainly childcare is not daycare. It is a place where we are investing in our kids for our future. And, the people that are there are professionals. They are providing a real service to our community and to those families. One of the biggest, and Angel can certainly talk about this more, but the biggest expenses is the wages of the people who are working there. I mean, they're already not paying market value for these people. They're making decisions to have to go in order to take care of their families, to work at places like Walmart and Quick Trip. And with the fact that 54% of the people in Wisconsin living in childcare deserts and the cost of childcare already there, it is a promise of good government to be able to invest in childcare centers. That's an investment in our kids and our future.
Angel, would the Child Care Counts program provide your facility with further financial stability?
It would. Like you know, we just opened this week, so I haven't quite gotten any benefit from the child care count, so I can't speak to that. But I have talked with other directors in the area who are able to give additional funds to their staff. And I know that their staff is greatly appreciative of the fact that they are able to make a little bit more money because of the child care counts. And I think that that's very important. There will be a mass exodus if we don't do something about the rates that we're paying our staff and the inflation continues to go up. There's going to be a significant problem for everybody if there continues to be a decline in childcare.
How would you reimagine childcare in Wisconsin? And I know, Angel, that's a really big question, but how would you make the financials work and make it a quality environment for children, for families, for employees?
Well, I make a flippant comment frequently, Kate, and I say, if everybody in Sheboygan County gave me $20, I could solve the problem. But I think that there's value to that. Childcare is not just something that benefits a family. It benefits the entire community. And they've done studies that over 20 years, you end up with better students, better employees, better community members. It's just better all around to invest in the youngest years of our children's lives. So I think it does need to be a community effort. It needs to be something that everybody supports. And it just can't come out of the pockets of people that are struggling.
Talking about childcare accessibility in Wisconsin and policies going forward, we have Angel Berry, leader of a new 24/7 childcare facility in Sheboygan, and Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard seeking to boost childcare access in Wisconsin. You can join in the conversation with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. State Senator Agard, Governor Evers says $22 million in the next state budget could support staff recruitment and retention for childcare providers and really help boost partnerships between providers and employers. Can you talk a little bit about that priority and what impact it would have?
Absolutely. The Partner Up program in Wisconsin right now works with more than 200 employers across the state of Wisconsin to help make childcare more affordable and readily available for their employees. So this is a program where employers are investing in providing childcare for the people who work there. We know that when parents know that their kids are in a safe place, they're going to be able to be a better employee. This program supports this partnership between businesses who are purchasing slots in existing regulated childcare programs across their communities, and provides funding that can be used to increase staff compensation, help pay for childcare expenses, make sure that there's a slot available for upcoming babies, and improve the quality of childcare within that community. As Angel said, the promise of childcare, the investment in care for our kids, is not good for just the parents and the children, but it's good for the community at large.
I just want to get your reaction. There was a bit of a double take when we, you know, heard out of the Biden administration requiring any semiconductor manufacturer that gets a certain level of subsidies under the CHIP Act that they have to have plans to open a childcare center at their facility. And I just want to know what you think of modeling policy that way. Could a version of that ever work here in Wisconsin at the state level?
Yeah, I was very excited. You know, I have four boys, and while they're teenagers and young adults at this point, some of the most difficult challenges and difficult decisions that I ever had to make was finding a safe place for my kids to go so that I could go back to work. That is hard. And not only is it hard because you're looking for a safe place, but you're looking for a place that has a spot for your kid to go. We have the promise of public education to, fourth graders on up. We need to expand that down to the youngest people in our communities. I think it's really exciting that President Biden is investing in and talking about this. We know that change is oftentimes slow with government, but it absolutely dovetails with what it is that Angel is providing to her community with the dream and the vision of her facility. And I know that this is the direction that our country is going to be going in, because ultimately this early investment in our kids and our communities is good for all of us.
Angel, you have last word here. What do you hope state lawmakers take away from this conversation and also could address on Capitol Hill?
I think that it needs to be a public good. If you look at countries across the globe, they have better quality childcare because it's supported by the entire community. And I think that we need to change the way that we approach early childhood education here in the state of Wisconsin. I would love to show us lead the way on how we can provide that as a public good, everybody supporting everybody else.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Angel Berry, Executive Director of A Million Dreams, the Democratic State Senator and Minority Leader Melissa Agard, representing District 16. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.